of mountain ranges and tipping points. When you gather a comfortable amount of observation, there is a moment where you go from observer to creator. It is similar to how you arrive in a new city. At first, you are unsure, but eventually, it becomes your hometown. In politics, politicians go through something similar, but it is a mistake, I think. They become comfortable around manipulators and get comfortable with manipulating, propagating that blight. In the world of books, the authors that resonate with you become your friends. Carl Sagan, Bill Bryson, Dan Brown. They become family, and you get to know them in your own way. In the world of adventures, it is called going native or emanating mana. One moment you are an outsider, and the next you are riding a bull to work, where you spend your days working hard on digging new wells, hurrying to finish before your visa expires, and you have to get back to the loud and filthy city. When knowledge becomes internalized, it becomes wisdom. You become able to synthesize more knowledge out of what you already know. Some call it enlightenment. In all cases, it is natural, human, simple and easy to get to. It is not a power granted only to special people. It is a power that makes people more special. If you listen to enough audiobooks that move in the same direction, you'll go from listening about something to becoming a participant in thinking about it. It is a feeling so powerful at first that some become convinced they are geniuses and have deeper knowledge. Nope. That's just your first huge tipping point, dude. Keep going, though, because you are just about as amazing as you think you are. Don't stop learning. The more tipping points and plateaus upon which we rest as we move towards the sunny parts of our own mountain ranges, the more capable we become, the more we can synthesize, create. And the more of the things we synthesize, slowly do become unique and amazing. Finally, the more we know, the easier it is to understand other people's works. We begin sharing more and more with other creators. That's real education. We become specialists in our own unique corner of the world. Eventually, we do get stung by the urge to share what we know, both the unique little discoveries or contributions we made, and in memoirs that describe all the twisty little passages that got us there.